Continue in Shir HaShirim. We are in Perek Bet, Pasuk Yud Gimel. So that's page 100 in the Sefer that you're holding. Hate'ena haneta fageha. The fig tree has given forth its early ripe figs. Vehagefanim semadar natnureach, and the grapevines are in their early stage and they are giving forth their fragrance. Kumilach rayati yafati ulchilach. Rayati yafati, my beloved one, get up and let's go. So if you remember, this is a continuation from the psukim before, which according to Rashi is pointing to Yetziat Mitzrayim, is describing when HaKadosh Baruch Hu came and told Am Yisrael, you know, let's go, come and let's go, it's a good time to leave right now. Kumilach Rayati, Rayati Yafati Ulchilach. So let's see Rashi. Hate'ena haneta fageha kemashmao. The figs have blossomed. We'll soon see the deeper meaning in that. V'hagefanim semadar. What's gefanim semadar? Keshenofel haperach, when the flowers fall off. V'ha'anavim uvdalim ze mize, v'nikarim kol anava le'atzma, keruim semadar. In the early stages, when the anavim, the grapes, are still separate one from another, and they're recognizable, each one is distinct. It's still in the early stage. The cluster did not fill up yet. That's called semadar. Kol ha'inyan hazeh lefi pshuto, Rashi says, leshon chibat pitui shebachur meratzeh et arusato lelech acharav. In its simple, plain, textual, contextual meaning, it's all a lashon of chiba, of love, of a way that the bachur is courting his arusa, the chatan to the kalat, to go after him. Ken asali dodi. Hashem did the same thing with us. And now Rashi is going to go back to Pasuk Yud and explain all four psukim in this context of how Hashem was calling upon Am Yisrael to leave Mitzrayim. Ana dodi ve'amar li. That's going back to Pasuk Yud. Al yede Moshe. Turn to page 102. Ana dodi al yede Moshe. Hashem spoke to us how? Through Moshe Rabbeinu. Ve'amar li. Why the double language? Ana dodi ve'amar li. Ve'amar li al yede Aharon. So Hashem spoke to us through both Moshe and Aharon. Kumilach, zarzi atzmech. Get ready. Prepare yourself. Like it says in Parashat Bo, ve'ishalu ish me'et re'ehu, ve'isham me'et shechenta. Hashem was telling, prepare, you're about to leave. Each one should ask his neighbor to this, to get this and to get that. Ve'ishalu ish me'et re'ehu. Ki hine hasetav avar. Remember in Pasuk Yud Aleph, Hasetav, the winter has passed. What does that mean? Elu arba meot shana dilaktim limnotam mishenolad Yitzchak. Hare HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Avraham Avinu va'avadum v'inu otam arba meot shana, that they're going to be there for 400 years enslaved in Mitzrayim. All of a sudden, after 210 years, Hashem says kumilach, but it's not 400 years. So Hashem says, don't worry, hina setav avar. Those 400 years, I made a different configuration, I calculated differently, I skipped it to make the count beginning from the day that Yitzchak Avinu was born. From then, it was 400 years. Hina setav avar, hageshem halaf halachlo. Maze hageshem, the rain, shehu tirchuto shel setav, that's the burden of the winter, that's the nuisance of the winter, chalaf halachlo, which means the hard part of the winter, the harsh part, has passed. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told them, the reason why I'm taking you out now is because klomar 86 shana shel koshi ashibud nigzeru alechem ve'alchu lahem. The gezerah mitoch the 400 years was that 86 years will be koshi shibud, will be the harsh labor of the enslavement. They passed. Mishenolda Miriam hikshu hamitzriyim shibud al Israel. When Miriam, the older sister of Moshe Rabbeinu, was born, that's when the shibud began to be harsher and harder. Ulkach nikret Miriam al shem Mererum. That's why she was called Miriam. Vaymareru et chayehem ba'avoda kasha b'chomer u'bilvenim, like it says in the beginning of Parashat Shemot. That started with the birth of Miriam. But now, ha'nitzanim nir'u ba'aretz. The nitzanim, the blossoms, have begun to show. Who is that? Hare Moshe ve'aharon mukhanim lachem, l'chol tzorchachem. Moshe and Aharon, they are the nitzanim. Nir'u ba'aretz, they are ready now to take you out. Ve'et hazamir igia, the time of the song of the birds have come. In the mashal, she'atem atidim lomar shira alayam, the time for singing to Hashem on the yam, az yashir Moshe uvnei Yisrael, has come. Et hazamir igia, come, kumilach. Ve'kol hator nishma be'artzenu. What is kol hator? Kol hatayar hagadol. The voice of the great one, ze HaKadosh Baruch Hu, nishma be'artzenu, is going to be heard very soon by Matan Torah, when you hear the voice of Hashem. That's one pirush Rashi brings us. Davar acher, another pirush. Kol hator, kol shehigia tor zman yetziatchem mimitzrayim. Tor means, like it says in Megillat Esther, uvhagia tor Esther bat Avichayil. When the mazetor, a tor sheli, yeah, when the time, when my turn has come. So Hashem says, your turn has come to leave Mitzrayim. Igia tor shelachem latzet mimitzrayim. Hateena haneta fageha. The figs have blossomed, have begun to ripen. Maze? Higia zeman shel bikurim likarev. Hashem says to Am Yisrael, the time has come to bring bikurim to the Bet HaMikdash. Come on, let's go. Leave Mitzrayim. Higia zeman bikurim. The teena is one of the bikurim. Shetikansu la'aretz. You have to enter Eretz Yisrael. Vehagefanim semadar. And the grapevine is waiting. Waiting for what? Karev zman nischeh hayayin, the nesachim of the wine on the korban, has come to build the mishkan, to bring the korbanot, and to pour the wine on the mizbeach. Hagefanim semadar, not nureach. Davar acher, a third pirush. Maze ateena chaneta fageha, the fig tree has chaneta fageha, the flowers fell off, and now the fruits began to ripe. Kesherim shebachem chantu vehenetzu lefanai ma'asim tovim veherichu reach tov hateena haneta fageha. Those kesherim, those good ones among you, have blossomed with their ma'asim tovim, with the good fragrance of their ways of tzidkut. The time has come. Hateena haneta fageha. Kumilach, ra'ayati yafati ulchilach. Now, if you'll notice in the pasuk, we read kumilach. That's the kri. But the ktiv, it says lach lamed chaf yud. There's an extra yud. We read lach, aval the yud is written there. What's the yud doing there? So Rashi says kumilach ktiv yud yetera. In the ktiv, there's an extra yud. Kumilach lekabel aseret adiberot. The time has come to get the yud. Yud is 10. To receive the aseret adiberot, to stand by Har Sinai and to receive the Torah. Davar acher, a fourth pirush Rashi brings, mazeh teenach hanetaf hagea, elu poshei Yisrael shekalu bishloshet yemei afela. Hateenach hanetaf, mazeh hanita, the flowers fall off the tree. The poshei Yisrael dereshaim in Mitzrayim, kalu, they died in the 3 days of Makat Chodshech. So those flowers fell off. Vehagefanim semadar natnu reach. What's that? Elu anisharim mehem. Asu teshuvah venitkablu. Those who are left, who did teshuvah, their teshuvah has been accepted. Kach nidrash bapsikta. All these pirushim, these beautiful pirushim that Rashi gave us, come from Chazal in the psikta, on Shir HaShirim. We have a few minutes to go on to the next pasuk. Pasuk Yudalet. Yonati behagve hasela. My dove, Yonah is a dove, bechagve asela, that is caught in the clefts of the rocks, in the cracks. You have a big mountain, a rock mountain, and all throughout that mountain you have cracks. And the bird, many times, especially the dove, is hiding from the eagle. Where does it hide? Betoch chagve asela. What is chagve asela? Hasdakim. Shel ha-sela, shel ha-har. It hides in a crack. Beseter ha-madrega. In the hiding of the steps of the mountain. The mountain has sometimes like steps that you can climb on top of them. 1, 2, 3. So beseter ha-madrega, sometimes beneath one step, the bird can hide from the stronger bird, from the vulture. Harini et maraych. So Hashem is talking to Am Yisrael. Yonati bechagve asela beseter amadrega. Harini et maraych. Show me your face. Hashmiini et kolech. Let me hear your voice. Ki kolech arev. Because your voice is beautiful, is pleasant. Umarech nave. Your face is beautiful. Hashem says to Am Yisrael. Let's see Rashi. Yonati bechagve asela. Are we talking about Yetziat Mitzrayim? Ma ze po Yetziat Mitzrayim? Ze ne'emar, Rashi, on the bottom of page 102, ze ne'emar al ota sha'a asher adaf paro acharehem v'yisigam chonim al hayam. This is hinting to that point in time when Paro and his armies were pursuing, Am Yisrael were chasing Am Yisrael when they were in front of the Yam Suf. And he reached them, v'yisigam chonim al hayam. There's nowhere to go. On one hand, you have the Yam. Behind you, you have Chel Paro. They're coming. You hear them already. They're coming. Azefo, what's going on? En makom lanus lifnehem mipene hayam, velo litfanot mipene hayot haraot. There's no walls to hide from the animals. Lema hayu domim beota sha'a, on page 104, to what was Am Yisrael similar to at that moment? Leyona, to a dove. Sheborachat mipene hanetz. She's running away from the eagle. Hanetz leminehu, ken? Netz, lo hanetz shel haboker. Hanetz im dagesh. Bli dagesh, henetz achama, ze sunrise. Netz, im dagesh, ze a eagle, or the vulture. The Yonah is running away from the netz, v'nichnesa l'nekik ha-sela, and she hides in a crack of the sela. That's Yonati b'chagve ha-sela. Now, so she thinks, okay, I'm hiding from the vulture, I found here a crack. Oh, Baruch Hashem. Nichneset l'chagve ha-sela, ma'i ro'a sham? Nachash. And the snake is making his noise. Tikanes lifnim to go inside. Baruch haba. Tikanes lifnim to go inside. Hare hanachash. That's the snake. Tetzel lachutz to go out. Hare hanetz. The vulture. Ma yekan. That's how Am Yisrael were in Yetziat Mitzrayim. Likanes layam. Yifshar ech. Lalechet achorah. Chel paro, azefo. What does Hashem say? Yonati bechagve asela beseter amadrega. Harini et maraych. Listen to this, Rabotai. Listen to this beautiful Rashi. Harini et Mar'aich. Akadosh Baruch Hu menaseh et Am Yisrael beoto rega. He tests us, and he says, "Now let me see." Harini et Mar'aich. Leifu apanim shelach. Rashi. Harini et Kishron peulatech. Show me the kosher, the kashrut of your ways. Lemi at pona beetzara. To who do you turn your face when you're under pressure? Harini et Mar'aich. Leifu at pona arshav. Lemi at pona. Hashmi'ini et kolech. That's Vayitz'aku b'nei Yisrael el Hashem. I want to hear your voice. So now we understand why HaKadosh Baruch Hu put that moment of pressure on Am Yisrael. They came to the Yam. Namu le'achal. No, en drachim acherim. Chayav liyot. It has to be caught between the ocean and the Chel Paro. She'ilchu yashar, yase lahem gesher. What's the problem? Hayad Hashem tikzar. Lo. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to test Am Yisrael. Harini et Mar'aich. Leifot mistakelet achshav. Where are you looking now? When you're under pressure, who do you turn to? Hashmini et kolech. I want to hear your voice. And you know, Am Yisrael passed the test. They passed the test. What was their instinctive reaction? Ma'ita tguvah shelahem, ativit? Vayitzaku b'nei Yisrael el Hashem. Hem lo yadu acheret. They didn't know any other way but to call out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem says, that's what I wanted to see. That's what I wanted to see. And of course, Berosham Nachshon ben Aminadav, that went into the ocean. So that's this pasuk in Shir HaShirim. We'll end with a few words of Rashi here that he's explaining the words. Maze bechagve, we said the stakim. Chagve mimatai chagve, ulashon shever. The word chagve is the breakings in the mountain, the stakim. Vedomelo yahogu viyanu'u kashikor. Right? In the ship is breaking. They're like also when you dance, lahug, chag, by chag, mechoga, you dance in a circle. When you dance, it's like you're breaking. You're making a stop, you're going. You stop, you're going. As a shever, ze lashon shel shever. Bechagve hasela. Vehayeta admat Yehuda lemitzrayim lehaga. Means leshever. Ukshehem rabim kore lahem chagve. When you take the word chag, milashon shever, and you make it rabim, chaga becomes chagve. Vechen katze becomes katzve. Vayichot et madvehem. Also, mada becomes madve. Madve Mitzrayim. So, that's chagve hasela. Madrega, keshosim charit sevivot amigdalim, veshofchim me'afar lemala leagbia atel saviv. Around the towers, you pour, you make a ditch, and you pour a lot of sand in order to make a lift, to make it higher so you can go up. Osim oto madregot, madregot zo lemala mizo. So that's called Seter HaMadrega. Pe'amim sheyesh bahem chorim ve'nichnasim sham shratzim ve'ofot. Sometimes you have holes in the steps or cracks in the steps, and that's where a yonah or a different kind of bird or a different kind of animal seeks shelter to protect itself. So that those are the two psukim we learned today. Hate'ena hanetaf hageha ve'agefanim semadar nat nureach kumi lachayati yafati. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to come. It's the time. Rashi gave four pirushim. Yonati bechagve asela beseter amadrega. That's talking in the time when we were by Yamsuf. Hakadosh Baruch Hu tells them, Harini et Mar'aich, Hashmiini et Kolech, Ki Kolech Arev u'Mar'ech Naver. Rabbi Chananel ben Akasha Omer, Atza Hakadosh Baruch Hu lezakot et Yisrael. Lefichach yobah lahem Torah mitzvot sheneemar. Adonai hafetz leman tzidko yagdil Torah v'yadir. Amen.